You have sat under my preaching very long. You know that I always encourage you to study your Bibles. It's important. There's times in our lives that we have to just stand on the promises of God's Word and say, amen, that's His Word. So I just feel the need to just encourage you once again that you need to become a student of the Word of God. As David said, the Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. So it's important that we know the Word of God, that we know the promises of God, that we know what we have as a Christian. You see, sometimes in the Christian life, we go through seasons. We go through times. Times that we don't really feel much. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know about you. I like to feel God. I like to feel His presence. I like to feel those Holy Ghost doodads as they run up and down my spine. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I love to sometimes feel it to the point that I do a helicopter like Brother Gary. But how many know that we go through seasons, we go through times that we just don't feel much? Have you ever been in a service where the one next to you was just getting blessed all over? But you wasn't feeling anything. I remember one particular time praying for someone for their healing, and they started jumping up and down and thanking God for their healing. And I said, Lord, I had such an awful headache. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, don't get spiritual on me and say, now, if you were spiritual enough, you got it too. No, there's times in your life that you don't feel much. God's doing things, but yet you're in that season that, you know, you just don't feel it. I love to feel God. But can I tell you here this morning that regardless of what season you're in, according to the Word of God, He never leaves us. We got to get that in our knowing. He never forsakes us. You may be here this morning and you might say, I feel so numb. Have you ever felt that way? And there's others that they have this story that how that at one time, you know, in my life, I felt so close to God. Oh, I would just love to feel that feeling again. Then there's others that might say, I never felt much to begin with, compared to what I see around me. I see others experiencing it. The bottom line is what I'm trying to say. So often we try to put God in a box. In other words, God's not working unless He's working this way or that way. But can I be plain this morning? Regardless of what you feel or don't feel, God's still on the throne. He's still a miracle working God. Where is God when I don't feel anything? I believe these preachers here this morning, Sunday school teachers, can bear witness to what I'm saying. There's been times when we preach that we don't feel anything. But God didn't call us to feel it. He called us to preach it. Amen? I love feeling it. But when I stand before God, it's not gonna really work if I just say, now, God, I felt it. But He says, you didn't preach it. But where is God when I don't feel anything? You're young in the Lord. I want to talk to you just for a moment. Because when I first got saved, wow, awesome, the honeymoon. And I almost let it cause me to stumble because I come to the mentality that that's the way it was always going to be. But I found out that it's not always a feeling. There's times in our lives that we have to just simply walk by faith. There's times in our lives that we have to just simply rely upon our knowing the promises of God. Stand on them. In 1 John 5:13, it says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, let me give you just a little history. John summarizes the main purpose of this book, 1 John. Understanding that he's writing to a group of people who were uncertain about the reality of their salvation. If you're one of those that's got to feel saved, you got problems. Because sometimes you will feel saved. And there's other times you won't feel saved. But in this short letter, he says at least 9 times that we can know that we are safe in Christ. And I want you to understand what I said, that we can know And 1 John is a book about certainty. And the basics of that certainty that we have in the Lord. Let me just stop and say this. The basics of that certainty is the finished work of Christ on the cross. You see, we have to get that into our knowing. Sometimes we wear ourselves out trying to get God to do what He's already done. The problem is, it's in our knowing. Now, I want to caution you this morning by saying, if you don't have this in your knowing, the finished work of Christ, if you don't have this in your knowing, then you're always going to be defeated in life. It's not in your knowing, it's just in your emotions. How many know that your emotions are up and down? Sometimes they're like a roller coaster. You have to get this into your knowing, because when the feeling is not there, you got to go back to what you know is truth. And I also want to caution you by saying that if you're controlled by your feelings instead of what you know, you will also always defeated. Am I making any sense? Paul said in 2 Timothy 1 and 12, he said, "For I know whom I have believed." Do you know who you have believed? There's three key points in this message that I want to hit on this morning. Number one, salvation involves knowing, not feeling. Number two, forgiveness involves knowing, not feeling. And number three, Christ in us involves knowing, not feeling. I go back to when I got saved. I didn't know the Scripture. They gave me the plan of salvation, but because I couldn't feel it the way I wanted to feel it, I had a hard time accepting what God had done. But notice, John didn't write these things that you might feel that you have eternal life. Regardless of what you feel this morning, how many saved people do I have in the house? You have eternal life, regardless of how you feel. So he didn't write these things that you may feel that you have eternal life. He wrote these things that you may know that you have eternal life. You see, there comes a time in our Christian walk that we have to just stop and read the manual and say, "I know that I know that I know." Because your feelings will mess you up. Now, I'm not talking to you. Maybe I'm just talking to Bobby Worley. Amen. Sometimes when you get up in the morning, you don't feel saved. Matter of fact, here lately, it's up around 10 or 11 o'clock before I feel saved. And I get up early. Because your feelings will deceive you. But I'm so glad that I know regardless of what I feel, I know that I have eternal life. Now, understanding that John made no appeal to our emotions. He only appeals to our knowing. In other words, salvation is a knowing, not just a feeling. Now, I hear some of you talking, well, he don't even believe you. Yes, I do. I believe in feeling God. I love it. Some of you ought to try to shout sometimes when God's just pouring it out on you. It'd be good for you. Liberate you. Set you free. Amen. Nothing wrong. And I want you to make sure you balance what I'm saying this morning. I believe in feeling. Sometimes when this praise team is singing, I get the feeling, you know, real good, and I feel the shout. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There's nothing wrong with the feeling, but salvation is knowing. It's not a feeling, just a feeling. I've had people say, when I got saved, I shouted all over the house, thank God. There's others of you sitting under the sound of my voice. When you got saved, you accepted the Word of God. You received the Word of God. And by faith, you accepted the Word of God. And you got up from that altar saved, just like the one that shouted all over the house. Why? Because you based your salvation on what thus saith the Word of God. If you confess, He says, I'm faithful, I'm just to forgive you of all of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Wouldn't it be good always to feel the list goes on, you know. But wouldn't it just be great that every time we showed up here, that we felt it? I'm talking about we felt our salvation. We got out of the bed, we shouted all day long. The boss man couldn't get nothing out of us because we was up in that third heaven. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We come into the house of God, and wouldn't it be awesome? We could always feel it. Now here's the problem. Some of you come in here, when you don't feel it, you doubt that God was here. I'm here to tell you, upon the authority of His Word, He is here no matter what you feel. I've seen some of the greatest miracles taking place when it was quiet. And Lord, we're bad to judge every service, you know. Nothing going on, but yet God was working in the middle of that church, even though others was not feeling it. But wouldn't it be good if we could just feel it all the time? Rhonda says, take the garbage out. You take it out. I'm just feeling God so much right now. I'm afraid to take it out. I'm afraid I'll shout down the road. Wouldn't it be awesome if we could always feel it? But I want to remind you, our emotions are up and down. Sometimes they're all around. Some of you are worse than me. But your knowing has got to be based on the Word of God. How many of you want to learn? Some of you are missing one of the greatest opportunities to be educated in the Word of God. I said unto Roy this morning, awesome. Awesome teaching. Deep stuff. Amen. There's going to come a time that you're going to wish that you had got in the Word of God and you knew what the Word of God said. In John 20, 29, we find that Jesus told Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, but yet they believe. Let me put it this way. Blessed are those who don't feel, but yet they believe. Now, am I adding something here to the Word of God? That's no intention whatsoever. I don't know why she must have thought I was through. Just stay up there, sister. I don't know that I can get it back. I'm trying. But sometimes we don't feel, but yet we believe. I want to tell you, there's some of you that's been in healing lines just like me. Several years ago, I've shared this and I'll share it again. Hadn't been married long. I developed headaches. Y'all reading things into this. Y'all are trying to get me in trouble. Every day, I'd walk and you'd hear the Tylenol rattling in my pocket. And I never will forget that one service. I just felt like that I needed to give that time all to God. Now don't leave here and pull your time all out and say, hey man, just stay with me. But God healed me of that. It's a very rare thing for me to have a headache anymore. But I'm here to tell you, there's times that you're in a prayer line that you accept your healing because you know what the Word says. By these stripes I'm healed. For over 30 years I have claimed my healing with what I'm dealing with in my body today. Over 30 years. The Word says I'm healed. But I want to tell you, when I get up in the morning, I don't feel healed. But I'm here to tell you, you're not healed because you feel like you're healed. You're healed because the Word of God says you're healed. So you're getting what I'm saying. If Jesus went by His feelings, He would not have went to the cross. But how many know that when He said, "It is finished," everything that we need in life has been accomplished. And we got to get this in our knowing, regardless of how we feel. I know that I know that I know that I know that I know I have eternal life. I have the blessings of the Lord upon my life. Now, forgiveness involves knowing and not a feeling. Colossians 2:13. You being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotted out the handwriting of the ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailed it to the cross. Forgiveness is not a feeling, it's a knowing. He forgave you not when you got all your ducks in a row. He forgave you when you were dead in your sins. And some of you today are about to beat that old dead horse to death. That didn't make no sense, did it? Well, you get the interpretation of it. You get up every day confessing what you confessed over 30 years ago. And Jesus is saying, what sins are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Amen. It's under the blood of Jesus. I don't live in condemnation. I have been forgiven. Are there anybody here that knows what I'm talking about? You've been forgiven. And the reason some people doubt their forgiveness is because they put it in human form. You've held a grudge for 30 years and won't forgive nobody. And you think God is doing the same thing. But I'm here to tell you, my Heavenly Father forgave you when you didn't even deserve to be forgiven. It's not a feeling. Have you ever asked somebody to forgive you and you doubted whether they did or not? Every time you was around them, you failed it. Well, you did all you can do. You asked them to forgive you. If they're still holding something, that's between them and the good Lord. But I'm here to tell you, my Heavenly Father doesn't work that way. If you asked Him to forgive you, He has forgiven you. If we confess our sins, He's faithful, He's just to forgive us of sin, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When did that happen? When I got saved. The Bible never asked you to feel anything. He only asks you to believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Amen. Feeling's a blessing. I pray God blesses you. This service is just about over. I pray that if you don't come Wednesday night, you're so miserable. And everybody that does come is so blessed. Amen. That they're just shouting all over the place. The glory of the Lord. And I hope when I get here Wednesday night, I feel saved. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on now. I hope I feel it. But listen, if I get here and I don't feel it, it doesn't change a thing. I'm still saved. I still have the power of the Holy Ghost living on the inside of me. I just can't help to believe that this is not for some people here this morning. Since Micah sent her up, I'm trying my best to close, but the Lord ain't letting me. Amen. Shame on you, Micah. Hebrews 10 and 12. But this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Notice this. He offered one sacrifice for sin forever. Jesus Christ was that sacrifice. This means that even when I don't feel forgiven, I'm forgiven. Because I believe in the finished work of God. Christ in us involves knowing, not feeling. Sometimes I don't feel like He's in me. Especially when I'm in that drive-thru and I feel like yanking that person through that little speaker. I said, black coffee, not sugar in my coffee. But I've got to stand on Romans 8:14. For many led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We're joint heirs with Him. We're children of God. And He said, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Then don't leave out this part. If indeed we suffer with Him, we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. Sometimes I don't feel like the Son of God because of the suffering of this present time. Things that we go through. Some of you go through it. You go through things. Your body gets sick. You're in pain. But I'm here to tell you, the suffering that we're going through right now, and we're affected by that feeling, but I want to tell you, it has no comparison to the glory that's going to be revealed in us, Gary. When we get to heaven, we're not going to have two new knees, a bad back, sickness. It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to say this in closing. Look at me close. You may want to write it down if your memory's not good. You need to trust what you know, not what you feel. I'm saved. I know I am. Monday I'm saved, Tuesday I'm saved, Wednesday I'm saved. Matter of fact, next year I'm saved. You got to trust what you know. I'm forgiven. The devil probably don't bother you, but he always brings up this and that. But I know that I have been forgiven. We need to trust what we know, that Christ is in us. I may not feel it, but I know it. As you're standing, do we have any knowers in the house? Oh, we got about three. We got knowers. I'm talking about knowers. The buck stops here. Regardless of how I feel, I'm going to believe and I'm going to stand on the Word of God. I'm saved. I'm forgiven. I'm cleansed. I'm healed. I have the power of God working in my life. I believe it. Do you? While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you've been controlled by your feelings. I can promise you, you've been living a defeated life. You need to crucify the feelings. You need to become a disciple of the Lord, a disciple of the Word of God. But if you've been controlled by your feelings, and from this day on you say, I'll agree. I need to know what the Word says. I need to stand on what the Word says. I give you this opportunity to make that decision in this altar this morning. To bring all those emotions, lay them on the altar. Bring all those feelings and just lay it on the altar. A few Wednesday nights ago, we laid all of our fears on the altar. This morning, we're laying our emotions, our feelings. We're laying them on the altar. And we're going to start walking by faith and believing the Word of God.